Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com. Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
Welcome to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, recording today on Facebook Live, as we do every Monday, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. I am joined today by a very special guest, Erin Dooley. Erin is a filmmaker and just a very inspirational woman, and I'm very thrilled that she reached out to come on A Seeking Heart. I really think you're going to be as inspired as I am, and so many who have seen your beautiful film, A Way to Forgiveness, Healing on the Camino de Santiago. Did I say that right?
Yeah, de Santiago. Yep.
Okay. I was telling Erin before we went live, like, you know, I'm from New England. We don't say anything right. So throw in some Spanish and I'm a mess. Anyway, welcome to A Seeking Heart, Erin.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about yourself, your background. How did you end up making a film? And then I want to just dive right into A Way to Forgiveness.
Yeah, I'm originally from the suburbs of Chicago and had a career in marketing, was doing that, and then just started doing writing scripts, mostly, you know, feature films, and then had a lot of change in my life. I was going through a divorce, and I'd always wanted to walk the Camino de Santiago. I'd heard about it about 15 years prior, and then when the divorce was going on, I said, I just want to get out of Dodge for a little bit. So I went across the world to Spain and figured that was a good time to go for a nice long walk. Brought my camera along just in case I wasn't 100% sure if I would make a film. And that is pretty much why the film is so open and kind of raw, because I thought at the very least it would be sort of a video diary for myself. Mm-hmm. So I don't hold much back in the film. And then when I got back to the States and I was watching the footage, there's a scene in the movie where we're all having breakfast and just talking about forgiveness to a guy from Spain. Like, he had never conceived of forgiving somebody.
Yeah.
And at the end of our conversation, he was like, oh, I think I'm going to, you know, think about that. Which was a tiny step, but it was a big step for him. And I thought, wow, you know, if that 20-minute conversation could help him, then maybe the pain that I went through could help other people. And so I decided to indeed make it into a film. And so that's been a great blessing for me to be able to share the message of forgiveness with others.
Forgiveness is something very near to my heart. I do a retreat called Seeking the Peace of Forgiveness, and it came not from a breakup of my marriage, but a breakup of close friendships. And it really, you know, anytime you have a relationship that is so integral into who you are and how your heart feels, that trust that you build, it is part of you. It's an extension of you. And for it to fall apart, it's so difficult to process all that, those feelings, those emotions. So I think, like, being able to take that 40 day, that's a really long walk, Erin.
Yeah. At the end of the movie, I quip. I was like, you know, just go for a long walk. And I was like, you don't have to go 500 miles like I did, but go for a long walk.
You know, that's really funny because part of my forgiveness, trek was really, I started taking rosary walks. They were just literally laps around my house. I didn't go anywhere. But really, do you feel like there's a connection between that motion of movement and walking and being able to let go and start to forgive?
Yeah, for sure. And I also, I brought my rosary with me on the Camino, and I asked people how I could pray for them. 'Cause that's also another part, you know, when you're feeling bad, you know, helping other people can help you forget and get over your own pain a little bit when you seek outside yourself and help other people. And I still, to this day, like I just came back right now from my morning walk with my rosary. So that has lived on from my Camino time. But yeah, the motion, 'cause we're not made to sit still. You know, especially when you're in the office for 8 hours, like our bodies were not made for that. We're made for motion, and it does, it gets your blood flowing, and it just, it helps. And being in nature, you connect with God, with just yourself, with nature, and it really opens things up inside of you. And especially for me doing something like the Camino, where you don't have to make many choices. I think it's something insane that the average American makes, like 10,000 or maybe even more decisions a day, from do I hit snooze or do I wake up right? You know, like when you add up all the decisions, like that's a lot of choices we're making. On the Camino, I probably made like five. And it's like, which of the two outfits do I wear? It's like probably the one that I didn't wear yesterday. So that's not really a choice. And so when you don't have all of that decision-making sort of flooding your brain, you're able to, you're there's so much more brain power to focus on what really matters and what's important. And that's really, I mean, we're relational people, so that's what's important. And when you're focused on that, then that walking can definitely help with that.
Amen. How soon was the divorce still happening when you took the walk, or was it, were you a little bit removed from it? Like, when is the timing between the divorce and the walk?
Yeah, so the bottom fell out, I guess, in August. So in September is when I booked the flight to leave in March. Everything was supposed to be finalized by the time I left. It ended up not being finalized. So while I was there, I was still going through the divorce, which was definitely a different experience than what I had anticipated having. But it was, and then when I got back, I think it was only the next week. It was like 4 days later. I got back on a Thursday. That following Tuesday, we were in court and I had to sit across the table from him. Ooh. So that was a lot to prepare for while I had this, you know, major emotional experience, and then to get like slammed back into reality. Because if you've ever been on a retreat, you know, you have, we always called it in college, like the retreat high, where you come back and you're like, oh, life is beautiful and everything is great. And you're so, you know, just in touch with whatever. And then you have to get back to reality. And the Camino is like, you know, the retreat high on steroids. I mean, it's just to the max. And then to really get slammed back into reality, it was quite an experience to have to deal with.
I've put up the link. It is -entertainmentllc.com. Because I wanted to talk a little bit about the trailer. I have to tell you, Erin, that every time, even just saying it, I'm going to get all emotional. Every time I get to the part in the trailer where you just melt down at the picnic bench, we don't even know the whole story yet. Of course, we're just watching the trailer. But for me, that was so telling of what I was going to get from watching this documentary. Like that raw emotion, that's only what I can come up with. That just moment. I think everybody at some point in their life has been at that moment where they just, the emotions just flood. Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit about what was happening in that moment? Or
And it's, speaking of the trailer, when I released the trailer, I happened to be back home in Chicago, and so my family was all watching it. And to this day, my oldest brother has not watched this movie, because he said, just from the trailer and particularly that moment, he's like, I don't want, you know, because he's so protective. And he's like, why would I want to see my baby sister, you know, going through that? It was enough to watch the trailer, those few seconds of seeing me there. That moment, I was walking alone. I had been walking with somebody a little bit, and then we separated, as people do on the Camino. And I had had an anxiety attack the night before. I had had a dream about being in court. The whole time, like going through the divorce, I had very vivid dreams and a lot of anxiety, you know, filled dreams. And I was in a very small town, and I woke up mid panic attack. And I was very worried actually for my health, because I had never had one this severe before. No. I really felt like I could have like a heart attack. And it's like 3 in the morning. I have no idea if there's even a hospital in this town, because it's so small. I don't know where the closest one would be. I didn't have my insurance card. I totally forgot that at home. So I just breathed and just sat, and I just calmed myself down. I was like, there's no other option but to try to self-heal in this moment.
Yeah.
So that was that morning. And then, so that was just sort of ruminating on, you know, the anticipation of getting back to court and what I was going to be facing, mm-hmm. and not being completely healed. And so it just all, yeah, just kind of came to a head, and all the emotions were just very overwhelming. And that was one of two moments where like everything felt very overwhelming, and I just like physically had to stop and just collapse like that.
I mean, I've had those panic attacks where I have ended up in the ER. Thinking of having a heart attack. I've called the paramedics to my house, so I completely know that feeling. That is just, it's amazing, like how your body just reacts to things. You know, you can't even control it. But like I said, you can breathe through it. You can pray through it. I think that's probably why movement is so helpful to help us through hard, difficult times, especially. When we're just so devastated by the behavior of another person.
Yeah, because your body does, you know, react to stress in all different ways that you might not even be able to connect unless you're like, what could be causing this? And you're like, well, nothing physical seems to be a possibility. So it's probably stress. And it's yeah, so, but yeah, then that movement can help alleviate that some, so.
What were some of your favorite moments while you took this walk and that you captured?
There's three main moments like that I had been planning. There's, if you've seen the movie The Way with Martin Sheen, people might be familiar. There's it's called the Hill of Forgiveness, and there's these cutouts. There's metal cutouts of pilgrims, and so it's pretty iconic. You know, you see it, and so there I buried my 10-year anniversary ring, and I had planned that moment. And so I talk about that in the film. But I joke that I'm like, I'm pretty sure it was dug up, because there was a guy selling fruit. And so I get up and I'm trudging up the mountain, and it was cold that day. It was snowing, and the snow was just like coming at me sideways. And I realized what I was about to have to do. So I was, and he's like, hello, manzana. And he's like saying like all the fruits in Spanish, and my Spanish was still quite rusty. And I was just like, dude, I cannot deal with you. I do not want fruit. And I'm trying to be polite, cause I'm like, this guy doesn't need to be snapped at just cause I'm in a, you know, a different headspace.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
He just kept coming at me with all this fruit. And I was like, please go away. So he's like off in the side waiting for other people to come up, and I bury the ring. And it's not buried very deep. I just basically like pick up a rock, because I also didn't think it through. I was like, it's cold. The ground is hard. What did I think I was going to dig with?
Oh, wow.
So,
yeah.
So I just used my hiking poles to dig in. And so it's not very deep, and it's just a rock, so that soil was a little bit more pliable, I guess. And so I'm like, yeah, he probably, but whatever, if he could get something for it, good for him. I just didn't want it anymore, and it was symbolic to bury it. But it was funny to have those moments, because a lot of the really emotional moments did have things like that where I can laugh about it. Yeah. Because, and I think that's just the blessing from God, that, you know, amid these really emotional, hard times, he gives you those special blessings. And it's like that movie Inside Out, you know, right? When they, at the end, they discover like, oh, the bad and the good, they sort of have to live together. And like, these moments aren't all just one thing. They're multiple facets. And so I was glad for that, to have the humor with the very poignant moments.
You know, it's interesting when you pray the rosary, as I know you, I've seen the pictures and then you mentioned it, that you prayed the rosary while you were, lots of Mary's joys and her sorrows are so, like, you think about the joyful mysteries, like losing your kid, it can be, or, you know, even, or Simeon saying to her, Simon, excuse me, Simeon saying, you know, your heart's going to be pierced. Like, here's this validation that she hasn't been dreaming this whole time, or she's not completely lost her mind. So there's that joy of, yes, this is the Messiah and it's being fulfilled, but right close on its heels. Yeah. Like, oh, by the way, this is going to hurt. This is not going to end well here. But overall, it's going to be one of the greatest joys ever. And I think of it often, how closely linked joy and sorrow can be. And I love that you see that. So you said there was two other moments.
Then I, what was the second one? I had... Oh, because two I planned, because, well, the other one that I planned at the very end, the cathedral. So there I was going to, I donated my wedding band. I mean, I don't know if how much gold goes for, but I was like, whatever, you know, again, it was the symbolic and if it could give them a little bit of money, whatever. But so I donated it at the mass, which was an interesting experience because it's just full of people and, it happened very, very quickly, but it was nice. But I did have some time before the mass started, and I just sat in the cathedral square. I hadn't been wearing my ring, so I put it on, like, for the last time, basically. And it felt very foreign by that time, because I had never taken – I took it off once in the marriage, only when I did, like, a mud run. But other than that, I showered in it. I swam in it. Like, it was very tight on my finger. Wow. So much so that it, like, made an indention, like, into my finger. Like, that's where the ring went. But then that had eventually gone away. And so putting it back on was very strange. But so then I donated that. And I don't know why I'm totally blanking on the third one. Oh. I guess you have to watch the movie to see, everybody.
But that sounds like a really good cliffhanger. I like that. How long were you married for, Erin?
By the time it ended, it was just under 13 years.
That's a long time. You're listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras, distributed through Breadbox Media. And we're being joined today by filmmaker Erin Dooley. And her film is A Way to Forgiveness, Healing on the Camino de Santiago. I don't know how to say that.
like day and night. D-E is like day. There's your Spanish lesson for the day.
I clearly need it. I tease that one day I had a guest on and I think I said his name 10 different ways. I was driving at that point. I had a live radio show and I was driving my producer insane. And at the end of the show, I apologized to this poor man. And I said, here's the good news. Everybody's going to go and Google how you actually do say your last name. So that's going to be the most traffic.
Yeah. There's no such thing as bad press, right? So.
That's how I justify myself. We're being joined today by Mary and Jen, who have said hello. Thank you, ladies, for being here. If you have any questions for Erin, please feel free to put them in the comments, and we'll be happy to answer those. You can also put them in if you're listening. You can put it on the breadboxmedia.com website. Send me an email. Put it here on Facebook. Reconcile to you Facebook, and we will make sure they get answered. I love that we have people who can join us live, but I'm obviously very grateful for those who listen. Some people like to download and listen to it in their car. So if you're listening and you have questions, you know that you can always get me for answers. Either Erin, website is -entertainmentllc.com. And Erin, I want to continue to talk about A Way to Forgiveness. And I like the way that you played on the words there with a way, because the Camino is known as the way. That I can say. I can say the way. But before I forget, you also have another movie over on -entertainmentllc.com. And I'd love you just talk a little bit about that.
It's called Broken and Beautiful. It's a Christian musical. It uses contemporary Christian music that you'd hear on the radio. It has like an Amy Grant song, 10th Avenue North, Third Day. And I use those songs and I weave stories. There's five different storylines that all come together. They all attend the same church and they're all dealing with different struggles like infidelity or addiction. And it's just how do people of faith deal with their struggles? We're not immune to them and we might have a perhaps even be more attacked if we're, trying to live rightly and, in line with God, then the devil can try to attack people. And so it's what do you do when you are, you deal with struggles and you sing about it. You break out into song because it's a musical. So, and it's chock full of music. There are 23 songs in it. So, it's a lot of music because I love Christian music. So I went and released it earlier this year and it's available on DVDs or online. Same both films. You can buy the DVD or watch it online.
So is it live action? Are the people are singing, or is there images with the music playing in the
Yeah, it's
background?
live action. It's just like a Mamma Mia or whatever, where they just start talking and then they break out into song. And yeah, one audience member actually called it. She said it was like the Mamma Mia of mercy and grace, because it also has themes of forgiveness and mercy as people, because in the storyline they all interact, and so as they're dealing with their own struggle, as we do, then they're pointing out the flaws in somebody else, and that forgiveness that has to take place between people and for your own. The main character, she's running from a pretty tough past, and so her trying to come to forgive herself for things that she's done, and still feel like she belongs as a believer in Christ. So yeah, so
Broken and
it's.
Beautiful. It sounds like I was just thinking as you were speaking, Broken and Beautiful, this Christian music musical. What a fun movie night at our church that would be. Do you have any special licensing if I wanted to show it to a larger group, or is it just the same licensing? Just as an artist, I know I want to make sure that we
Yeah.
do that.
Yeah, with the A Way to Forgiveness, there is, I mean, both of them, there's licensing, so people can contact me. And for A Way to Forgiveness, I do also give talks. I have a 25-minute talk on how to forgive. It's called The Four Simple Steps to Forgiveness. And so people can bring me in. We watch the movie itself is 45 minutes, the documentary, and then I talk for 25 minutes, giving a little bit more, some stories of behind the scenes, but then also walking people through how to forgive. So people can bring me into their church or school or whatever organization is interested in exploring forgiveness.
That sounds wonderful. It's not easy to forgive.
Yeah.
Forgiveness, I think, people think it's a feeling, but you have to
Yes.
forgive way before you feel like it.
Yes, for sure. Yep. Yeah. It's kind of like love. People can get into trouble if they only rely on love being this feeling, but it can be a choice. It is a choice. And for sure, I have, yeah, part of the talk, that first step is just making that choice to forgive. And that's where a lot of my time was spent on the Camino, was just, I knew I wanted to forgive. I just didn't know how I was going to get there. And I just, it was purely, God's grace that got me there. But yeah, definitely it's a choice, and it's something that you have to continue to make. It's not even this destination, because things will come up. Other people will hurt you, maybe in the same ways, or I still have, things that I have to deal with my former husband, that cause stress and things. And so I have to remember that I, forgave, and can try to forgive other things that happen. When I did have to go to court the few days after I returned, I had taken a picture. Oh, this is the third thing that. So in on the Camino, there's this huge iron cross, and you bring a rock from your home. And I had written on the rock, "Forgive," and you leave it there. And so I took a picture of that moment, and that I put as my phone like screensaver, so that when I was sitting across from him in court, I would just keep clicking my phone so that I could see that picture to remind myself, like, yes, you did forgive. You can still remain in that, even in this very difficult moment here. So, yeah.
I love that example because I think forgiveness is a constant I don't mean to, quote Shrek, but it's like, or a donkey, because it's like layers, it's like an onion. No, it's like parfait. Everybody loves parfait. It's layers. you get through that first layer, and yeah, you have forgiven, because people feel like, well, I failed at it. I didn't forgive because I saw him again, and I got angry, or I got all those emotions came flying back.
Yeah.
But it is truly like that parfait layer. Like, you get through the first layer, but there's lots and lots and lots of layers, especially the longer, 13 years is a long time to kind of erase and all that betrayal and that, in relationships with my friends. It's that you don't see it coming kind of feeling. And you're like, how was I so blind? And how did I not see this? And there's so much that you really lose confidence in yourself. And those emotions come flooding back, but to constantly make that decision every day is an act of will. Forgiveness for me is an act of will.
Yeah.
And the other thing that I'm sure you speak about is that you can't do it on your own. It really requires the grace of God and that prayer.
Yeah. And that you spoke about, it's when you have these other emotions come up, even after you've forgiven, that's okay, because you can still even make boundaries. I mean, if it's somebody that's in your life and they keep making that same choice, you can make a healthy boundary and say, I'm not going to accept that behavior. Just because you forgive the person, it doesn't mean that you're saying, well, then I'm just going to be a doormat and you can do whatever you want. No, absolutely not. We're not called to do that. And, we're trying to emulate Christ, right? We're supposed to, and that was an extreme example. Of course, he's on the cross and he's forgiving people. And so, but he too, we look at his righteous anger when he's flipping tables. He wasn't angry for anger's sake. He was making, a line in the sand saying this is inappropriate behavior. And so we can look to that and say, okay, yeah, we can have that righteous anger if there's something that really is wrong. You can just look at any headline that, the church or, in Hollywood, all the, things that happen. You can make boundaries and that's right to do, and you can still forgive the person. It's extremely difficult. I mean, I remember forgiveness has always been a very interesting topic to me, and I've always wanted to understand it deeper. And it's like, people say, be careful what you wish for. I'm like, no, be careful what you pray for, because God will give you a grace that you might not like how he gives it to you.
Amen.
Because I always wanted to understand forgiveness, and then I had to go through this to understand it. But I had read a story, this gentleman, his adult daughter was murdered, and he not only, so he visited the murderer in prison, and he kept visiting him, and he ended up forgiving him so much to the point where they formed a relationship almost like father and son. And he spoke on the guy's behalf at his parole hearing. Wow. Like, that's just extreme. And when I remember reading that story, and I was like, okay, I really have to wrap my head around forgiveness a little bit more, because how could you, that just seems impossible as a human to be able to do that. But it clearly it's possible.
Wow. Talk about a grace. I think the other thing that people struggle with is they feel like if I forgive, that means they're either going to get letting them get away with what they did. If I forgive, we have to reconcile. Yeah. You don't have to reconcile, and you don't, like you said, don't be a doormat. That's the perfect way of saying that. God doesn't call you to be a doormat. He calls you to forgive so that your heart isn't hardened, so that he can love on you. We're commanded to forgive, but we're not commanded to reconcile. We're not commanded to give them a second chance at hurting us. But for our good, we're called to forgive, because that frees our hearts to love others and to let God love us fully.
Yeah. And it's interesting with the reconciliation, because in the film, there is a gentleman from Australia that speaks about that. And he really does tie them in together. And for him, they are not separable, if that's the word. And that piece has really been something that I've struggled with. And I did hear a priest give a talk maybe like a year after I returned, and he was talking about forgiveness. And the way he had said it was that you don't have to forgive, you don't have to reconcile, because some people, like if it's, somebody that's abused you, what you would never tell that person. But he said you have to be open to reconciliation if that person, if that abuser would ever like truly repent and ask for forgiveness and make a change to their behavior, that he said you would have to, you know, open the doors in some fashion to, like, at least finalize, maybe not finalize, but, you know, have that level of forgiveness and to restore in whatever fashion you could that bond, which is an interesting thing. And I still, like, you know, think about that a lot, and what that really, you know, what we really are called to, and what that, you know, how, what the extent of what we're looking to do. Yeah.
We have a comment here from Mary. Traveling to Spain and walking the way is a huge commitment. How or why did you make this commitment? Wouldn't there have been an easy way to get to forgiveness? What can you recommend to others looking for ways to find forgiveness without going all the way to Spain?
Yeah, definitely fielded that question a lot of times. I understand, yeah, not everybody can do. I was freelancing, so I had the opportunity to take a month and a half off to travel, and not everybody has that. But like we said earlier, you know, you just walked around your house. Whatever you can, I think, you know, getting away from your normal routine can be helpful. And just really thinking about it and making it intentional, because happiness just does, or not happy, forgiveness doesn't just sort of happen to you. You have to be very intentional about it. And I had also wanted to go on the Camino already for years, so it just worked that became the intention of it. I think I always would have walked the Camino. That just sort of was this perfect timing that brought those two things together for me. So yeah, you don't have to take a trek around the world, but I think and a lot of prayer, it definitely was. What one moment on the Camino was very beautiful. It's in the film, but I don't know if it packs as much emotional punch as it was. So it was another day where I just had it, and I was walking, and I just threw my backpack to the ground, and I'm glad that nobody else was on the trail right then with me, because I just yelled out to God, and I was like, I'm done. I was like, you have to heal me. Like, I'm not doing this on my own. This is not working. I said, you need to heal me. And I get to the place I was staying, and I was keeping a blog every day, mostly to let my family know that I was safe. And I go to post it on Facebook, and the first image I saw was this graphic, and it said, I have heard your prayer and I will heal you.
What?
I'm like, I still get goosebumps when I tell that story, because it, like, legit happened. And I was like, okay, you can't tell me that there is no God. You cannot tell me he doesn't care for us. There are, what, 7 billion people in the world, and he heard his daughter cry out in Spain in the middle of nowhere. So, and I get so, like, emotional thinking about that. So he will heal you. He will forgive you, because he wants us to live like he wants us. You know, we're supposed to emulate God, and he wants us to live for him. And so if we truly want that, he will give you that grace, and he'll give it to you. So prayer, and intentionality are, like, the two biggest things, I think, to start that way on forgiveness, and to recognize that it might take time. I mean, I had somebody come up to me who had gone through something similar to me, but it was 33 years of marriage. And it took her a number of years to get, but she felt physically lighter, and, you know, but it took her years. And, but again, it was 3 times as long as my marriage. So it will, you know, it could take time. And so just to go easy on yourself too, to not expect too much from yourself, or get beat yourself up if you aren't feeling, or if those days you're like, oh, but I still am angry at them for X. Okay, well, just, you know, the next day, you know, keep trying, keep praying. And just keep, you know, keep working on it. And because once you, the more you forgive, the more you will forgive. It's, you know, because it's like this forgiveness cloak that I just, like, put on, and I'm much more forgiving towards everybody these days. And one gentleman that I met on the Camino, we were having breakfast, and he said he wakes up every day and he preemptively forgives everybody he's going to meet that day.
Love it.
Because he's like, people are going to piss me off. So he just preemptively forgives them. And that for him is a way to to help deal with people as, you know, as hurts come, as minor as they might be, you know, somebody cutting you off in traffic, whatever it is, that he, that's a way that he finds it helpful to forgive people.
That is so, it's beautiful. That's so perfect. I remember complaining to my pastor once about somebody in my life, and he said, pray for the grace to be with them before you're actually with them. And it really is a miraculous, this crazy thing, this prayer and grace thing, how it works when you actually put it to use. That moment you were talking about, I would have called that a God-sidence moment. I think that the world wants to see things as coincidence. They want to explain it away. But really the only explanation for that is God just breaking through into our lives. Like, I believe that that veil between heaven and earth is so thin. God is always right there. And when we get to use our eyes to see it, like our God eyes, and to see him at work, that is just, I got goosebumps too. That was beautiful.
It was a moment.
Great question, Mary. Thank you for reaching out to Erin. We're talking today with Erin Dooley. She has a wonderful documentary that I hope you all take a chance to see. You can watch it digitally or you can order the DVD. It's called A Way to Forgiveness, Healing on the Camino de Santiago. Not even close, but we're good.
Very close, very close.
You know, it's called The Way, and you guys know what I'm talking about.
It's called The Way.
We know that Allison totally did not pass her Spanish, and nor has she ever been to
But it's okay Spain. On the Camino, because a lot of people speak English, so you can get by.
Love to go on the Camino someday, and maybe actually learn how to say where it is. And you actually don't just go to Spain. Isn't it from, like, France?
Yeah, if you do... there's multiple routes. The one that most people travel, it does start in Saint-Jean-Pied-de-Port, France, but within the first day you cross into Spain. And that's where I got lost, which is a funny moment in the film at the beginning. My only clue that I was in Spain was that everything was then in Spanish. on all the signage, I was like, oh, it's not French anymore. Apparently somewhere I crossed the border. You very quickly, and you cross the Pyrenees Mountains, which is pretty tough. It's like, welcome to hiking. You're going to climb the mountains. So it's definitely very challenging, but so many people do it. And you take your time. You know, I took 40 days. I did go past Santiago, though. Four of the days were walking. If you've seen the way where they, in that movie where he spreads his ashes at the water, I wanted to, because it's like, all right, I almost walked across the country when I like just bang this whole thing out and walk another 50 miles and be done with it and say you walked across the country. So I did continue to the city past Santiago. So it takes, like, most people take 35 days to get from, if they start in Saint Jean, to Santiago. And then there is a Portuguese route that only you could start in Lisbon. That would also take 4 weeks, or you can start in Porto and that would take 2 weeks. There's a northern route. Yeah, there's plenty of routes that you can choose to take, which is, you can just see different parts.
St. James's Way, is that the one that's from France too? Is that the one
whole thing? Like, Santiago is the Spanish version of James. And so it's, which I didn't know until I was there. I was like, oh, I had no clue that people called Santiago, their name is James in English. And so it's all like the way to get to him. Yeah.
Well, I have learned so much spending this time with you, Erin. Just beautiful movie. Thank you for sharing your heart. I'm totally going to watch Broken and Beautiful and get my girlfriends together for a little sing-along. It sounds fantastic. Any closing thoughts or things you'd like to say before we end today's show?
Movie is awesome. Forgive. I mean, I think the world would be a great place. And if you're thinking of going on the Camino, you can always reach out to me through my website if you have any questions. Or there's American Pilgrim on the Camino. It's an organization and they have chapters in different cities. So if you're interested, you know, definitely reach out there and you can go on walks. I'd love to come to your church and talk about forgiveness. So you can reach out to me on my website again for that and bring me in to show the film and discuss forgiveness.
And that website is dashentertainmentllc.com. It is on the screen right below Erin's face.
Yeah, and I'm on all the social media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so you can follow the films or, you know, reach out to me personally on Instagram and things.
Well, it's been an absolute pleasure spending this time with you this morning, Erin. Thank you for getting up. Well, I guess you didn't get up too much earlier.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
It was really, it's a pleasure. Thank you for your willingness to share, because forgiveness is something that so many people struggle with. And I know that your witness has helped and will help many more. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We've been speaking with Erin Dooley. You can follow her over at DashEntertainmentLLC.com. And you have been listening to A Seeking Heart with Allison Gingras. I can't even say my own name now. We're in trouble. Allison Gingras, distributed through Redbox Media, redboxmedia.com. God bless.
Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.